Child trafficking expert, Netflix cuties could be used to groom kids for sexual exploitation. By Robert Krajicek on September 17, 2020. Netflix's cuties could be used to groom children for sexual abuse, explained Joseph Travers, a rescuer of missing and trafficked children and founder of Saved in America, offering his remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Saved in America is a volunteer organization composed of retired military personnel and law enforcement who help authorities find and rescue missing children. Travers reflected on what he and his team had learned of the methods used by sexual predators who target children over the course of their rescue operations. He said cuties depicts 4 of 5 steps used by such predators to groom children. "We've had 245 recoveries," Travers shared, meaning we have 245 case studies. "And one of the things we found out is that there are 5 steps of a predator's grooming of children for child sex trafficking. Out of the 5 steps, 4 of the steps are right in that Netflix film on how to groom a child for trafficking." Travers added, "In other words, what I'm saying is cuties could be a film that was made and created to train children to be trafficked for the traffickers. Listen. Those who prey on children seek to isolate their targets from their parents, families, and friends," Travers explained. "They take away from the children their safe spaces with their parents. In other words, they isolate and gain trust," remarked Travers. "They use flattery. They use private communication, and they exploit any kind of difficulty at home. Of course, any 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15-year-old is going to have difficulty at home because they're growing. They're trying to understand how life is. Most kids at age 11 have just figured out the difference between right and wrong." Travers reiterated, "The way they groom is operate from alienation of family and friends." Cuties illustrates the archetypal sexual predator's technique of separating children from trusted persons, Travers noted. "And this Netflix film, they're pulling these children away from their families and friends into this new exciting way," Travers identified. "Everything is on from the outward, the sexual emotions, and the dance, and the music, and one of the things with this music is, almost every pimp out there for child sex trafficking uses rap and hip-hop music and that gangster indoctrination to groom the children." Travers described how child traffickers entice and manipulate children with materialism and superficiality. "The things that last and the things that keep children safe are inner strength, inner values, morals, and beliefs," Travers held. "Child traffickers demonstrate open immorality to their targets to erode their morals and values," he added. "A possible benefit of the production and release of cuties is an increase in public awareness of sexual exploitation of children," assessed Travers. Travers estimated, "One good thing about cuties, there's always something good from evil, and this is completely evil, is that it's getting out there, and people say, hey, I never knew this was going on." Travers linked cuties to a broader moral decline across America. "It used to be, at some point in time and not that far distant in the past, that your real values were truth, nobility, what's just, praiseworthy, what's of a good rapport, and what's pure. It seems like that's been thrown out of the window." Saved in America is a nonprofit organization composed of former police officers and special forces who have become licensed insured private investigators to assist parents and law enforcement in the recovery of runaway, missing, and exploited children. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.